The triptych, originally composed of 8 panels and placed at the main altar of the Church of St. Dominic in Camerino, arrived in Brera on the 24th of September of 1811, along with other works by the artist. This happened as a result of the requisition of church and convent works in current-day Marche. The boxes contained other works, the Madonna della Candeletta, the Crucifixion, the delivery of the keys to St. Peter, and the Annunciation with St. Emidio from Ascoli Piceno. One of the Napoleonic commissaries in charge of requisiting the works of art was Antonio Boccolari. He had taken on the task of choosing what works to send to Milan for a collection meant to teach students about the variety of Italian pictorial schools. It's fascinating to imagine Boccolari strolling around the Church of St. Dominic in Camerino, stopping before the panels of the main altar polyptych. In a close-by room, he then saw the Madonna della Candeletta, which was the cathedral's property, and he convinced the canonical clergy to make it available to the government. At last, he had all the works packaged in a box and sent them to Milan. For Crivelli's paintings, this was but the first of many moves. Boccolari's spectacular purchase for Brera became a diaspora of sorts. The three cusps of the triptych became the protagonists of one of these exchanges. Depicting a risen Christ, an annunciating angel, and an annunciated virgin on the sides, they were given away to painter and antiquarian Filippo Benucci. This was the beginning of a long series of negotiations with the curators of the museum, who proposed trading the cusps for small Dutch paintings still in exhibit today in the rooms dedicated to the art of the Netherlands. The three cusps were put on the antique market and then sold in the mid-19th century. Today they are split between Frankfurt and Bern. Fortunately, the three main panels remained in Brera, but still, their stay at the museum was not a peaceful one. In 1824, they suffered heavy restorations which compromised the work's overall readability. These restorations responded to a highly interpretative conception of what restoration is and spoiled the appearance of the polyptych. Its original form was that of a complex decorating mechanism with rather narrow and tapering shapes, with spaces completely filled by the figures and inserted in an ornate wooden cornice of late Gothic style. This original form was taken apart in 1824, and some variations were carried out. The places where the panel was nailed were punched and gilded like the original backgrounds, creating semicircular canted compartments. The gilding spread over the whole painting, and some figurative parts were amplified. A new gilded box cornice with spiral columns replaced the original, making the polyptych merge better with the 15th century works of the Venetian region that shared the museum space. In this way, the polyptych lost its peculiar characteristics. The narrow space saturated with things and people, the various perspective indications. The magic of Crivelli's painting and his strong personality as an artist were flattened, made to fit a critical vision which placed him at the side of other artists matching his age, like Carpaccio, Mantegna, and Bellini. During the first half of the 20th century, Crivelli's luck with critics seems to falter. His works remain an important part of Brera's exhibit, but are still right next to the Venetian and Veneto schools, to which it allegedly belongs. Few scholars showed a real interest in that painting, which was so brightly colored, sumptuous, and arcasing. In 1950, the 19th-century style cornice was dismounted so that the triptych could be placed in an anonymous Passepartout museum compartment. It was only around 1990 that Crivelli's works found the right placement within the room dedicated to Marchesian polyptychs, and in which still today we can admire the triptych of St. Dominic, with the main compartments and the predella. The three main panels after the 2007 restoration are lacking a cornice, and without the modern passepartout, the painting takes on an appearance which is closer to the original, even if it's still very difficult to render given the disappearance of the elaborate cornice. The choice of exhibiting the two panels of the predella as well allows you to have a vision as faithful as possible to what the work must have been. In this way, Pinacoteca di Brera offers you the richness and complexity of Carlo Crivelli's polyptych. If this audio tour made it possible for you to enjoy your time while enriching your knowledge, feel free to use any of those dedicated to other works of the Pinacoteca. Enjoy your visit!